is catch and release risk-free to the fish? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Dr. Tim Higham is an associate professor at University of California, Riverside. He studies the biomechanics and hydrodynamics of suction feeding, which is the way many recreational sport fish species, including bass, salmon, and trout, eat. During suction feeding, fish rapidly expand their mouths to suck in prey. Suction feeding relies on a negative pressure gradient to draw prey into the mouth.
I've been interested in fish feeding for a decade now and have been studying how fish capture prey. And one of the inspirations for the studies, in fact, several of the authors are avid anglers. And so we just had that idea of, okay, we know how suction feeding works, and it seems like a hole in the mouth would have an impact. It's a fairly simple idea, and we decided to catch 10 fish that had been caught with hook and line, and we caught 10 that we just used a net, and so they had no injury. We measured how well they could capture prey with a standard measure of performance. We found in the lab, after we brought them back, that there was about a 35% decrease in feeding ability following just fairly conservative hook size injury to the fish. It's a fairly straightforward result. I mean, nothing else really changed between the two groups other than how fast they could actually pull the food into their mouth, which is often a measure of how good they are at capturing prey.
The hole in the mouth that Dr. Higham is referring to is caused by hook removal. Not surprisingly, barbed hooks cause bigger holes than non-barb. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.